Gemara Daf Gimel Beis describes the Kohanim discussing how much they received of the Lechem Apanim. And the Gemara mentions that one of the Kohen reported that he Giyani Kapu. He received a relatively small amount, literally the amount of the size of a bean. When you look at the Sugya Yuman Daf Lamites, the Gemara has a similar phrase regarding Shtei HaLechem, Lechem HaPanim, Minchasa Omer, that at times the Kohanim received relatively little. And there in that Sugya Yuman Daf Lamites, the Tosas Yishonim is bothered that how can that possibly be? After all, isn't there a mitzvah of Achilas Kadshim? And don't we assume, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that Ein Achila P'chusa Meikazayis, whether we're dealing with a mitzvah sachila, or whether we're dealing with an iser achila, and therefore, how is it possible that a kohen is going to partake of these kodshim and receive so little? So Tosis Yishanda simply writes that no, that you know, one could, yes, get away with even less. Kazayis is adif, but nonetheless, that kapul apparently is considered to be that which is sufficient. So in what sense really is that true? When do we argue that you require the requisite shir achila? When do you argue that indeed is not the case at all? When you look in the Minchas Chinuch and Kufla Medalid, Minchas Chinuch suggests the following, that it's true that avoda was done, and there was achilas kodshim, and yes, they would distribute among many, many, many kohanim. Sometimes it could go to the Mishmar Kavua. Sometimes we did Kabanos HaRegel. The Rambam describes it goes for all of the kohanim. They can participate jointly. But perhaps at least it's necessary that there is a kohen who is going to go ahead and eat a kazayis from. And perhaps one could suggest that that could be fulfilled ayedi achilas kohen gadol. That is one possibility. Minchas Chinuch writes, oh, there's some sulfur in Simen Memtes. After all, the Kohen Gadol is notel barosh. The Kohen Gadol can always step in, and he can insist on more, and of course he will be given more than a kazayis, more than a pool, and maybe the mitzvah sachil of that particular karban or mincha can be fulfilled al yedei the achil of Kohen Gadol. Or maybe one could argue, al yedei Kohen Hamakriv. Maybe it's true that other kohanim will get relatively little, but in terms of that carbon which is offered, there's a mitzvah sachila that can be fulfilled by a particular kohen, a kohen gadol, or the kohen who participates in the avoda. And even though, yes, that the balance, the shar achila, that will be divided in smaller increments to the other kohanim. That assumption, of course, is that, yes, it's necessary to have a kazayis, but you know what? The kazayis does not have to be l'chol echad v'echad, as long as individually there is a kohen who would do so, that is considered to be sufficient. If you look, for example, in Mikdash David and Simen Yadalid, the Meshechach and Parsha Tzav, they mention the following. Imagine that we're having a Seder together. And you know what? The Bala Seder has all the matzos in front of him, but there are a lot of people who are at the Seder. So he's going to be Botzeya, and he's going to pass out the matzah, and you're going to complain, Higiyani Kapul, you know, how much did I get of that matzah which is sitting there at the head of the table? So you know what I'm going to tell you? You're right, take this, but add, tziruf, no? Don't only eat this for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Take this, but after all, there are piles of matzah around you, add, and maybe tziruf indeed is necessary. So ein achinami, that the Mikdash David, and the Meshechachma write that simply ayyadei tziruf. They received relatively little from, for example, the Shtei HaLechem, the Minchas HaOmer, or in our case of the Gemar, the Lechem HaPanim, but there is a mitzvah achilas kodshim, but that mitzvah achilas kodshim can be fulfilled by combining it with other forms of kodshim as well. And therefore you'll fulfill the mitzvah of achilas kodshim that indeed demands a kazayas. Okay? So everyone can fulfill that mitzvah. You're right. Of this, it will be a relatively small amount, but of that, that will supplement the shiur. I would tell you just simply the following detail. Let's assume indeed that is the teretz. The teretz is you're going to get a little bit of this, but siruf indeed is necessary. So I'll raise a very, very simple question. What is the candidate for siruf? I'm going to combine this with what? With what? What are the candidates of that possibility of siruf? If you look at Mikdash David writes, for Shamanachos, If you look, for example, Eshet Chacham writes, Shar Kodshim. What exactly would the candidate be for the possibility of Siru? So here I would backstep and raise the following issue. You know, there is a mitzvah, of course, of Achilas Kodshim. In your Sefer HaMitzvos, so how would you count, how would you reckon this mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim? It is a mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. It's more than one mitzvah. So guess what? This is a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. When it comes to Achilas Kodshim, is this counted in Sefer HaMitzvos as a mitzvah? And if it is, how many mitzvahs indeed would you count? So I'll tell you one possibility. The Shita the Bahag, the Shita Poshub Shata of Rabbi Nusad Yagon, that there's one mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. And under that heading of Achilas Kodshim, there can be many different examples of Achilas Kodshim. There can be Achilas HaZevach. There can be Achilas HaMenachos. Whether it's a karban, a mincha, all that is part of the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. So if you look in the Bahag, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, they write that there's a single mitzvah. You look in the Rama Mechidish and Sefer Mitzvos, Peches, Peites, the Rama has two different mitzvahs. One is Achilas Kodshim, meaning Besar HaKarban, and the other is Achilas HaMenachos. Peches is Achilas HaMenachos. Peites in the Rambam is Achilas Kodshim. Wow. The Rambam has two different mitzvahs. Two different distinct mitzvahs. The Rambam does not assume that, you know what, these are different examples of Kodshim. And there's one mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. But the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim breaks down into two independent mitzvahs. Maybe there's a third shita. And this is what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Kuf Beis, is the shita of the Rambam. Where exactly is this Ramban? The Ramban does not count Achilas Kodshim as a mitzvah. You know, sometimes you express your position, right, by absence, no? By not weighing in. The Ramban does not have the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. The Ramban does not have a separate mitzvah. How in the world? Of course there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. V'achlu osam asher kupar behem, of course there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. How can you deny a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim? Oh, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes, but realize the Ramban Shita is there's no independent mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. And why exactly is this true? How can you explain that glaring omission? What do you mean, a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim? There's a mitzvah, for example, of. There's a mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. There's a mitzvah of Karban Chatos. There's a mitzvah of Karban Asham. And part of the Prate HaMitzvah, a Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvah, are the Dine Achila. That, the Sefer HaChinuch suggests, is the Shita of the Ramban. It's not that there's a separate mitzvah of Achila Sachatos, but part of the mitzvah of Chatos is, this is offered, and this is eaten. And those details are all part of the mitzvah of Chatos, the mitzvah of Asham, the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim, in our case in the Gemara. Where is this Ramban exactly? So as I mentioned, the Ramban does not count it independently. Ooh, but there is a Ramban in the Sharoshim and Sharosh Yudbeis where the Ramban writes, you're not going to count Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvah, Chelek Mechelke HaAvodah as being a separate standalone mitzvah. And that's how the Ramban understood Achilas Kodshim. It's not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the mitzvah of that particular karban. I would even suggest the following. Our Gemara is discussing the case of the Lechem HaPanim. How many mitzvahs is Lechem HaPanim in Sefer HaMitzvahs? If you look in the Rambam, there's one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah. This Rambam is in Mitzvah Sasei Chav Zayin. There's one mitzvah. Okay, one mitzvah. What is this one mitzvah? You know what? Maybe I could have said there's one mitzvah. And that mitzvah embraces all aspects of Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim entails, right, the avod of Lechem HaPanim, the haktaras habezichim. The Lechem HaPanim entails achilas Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim also entails sidur halechem. Now, sidur halechem, al hashulchan. I will tell you, you know, there are three elements. When you look in Parshas Emor, the Torah delineates three elements of Lechem HaPanim. There's Hakrava, there's Achila, and there's Sidur. Oh, the Rambam writes there's one mitzvah.
There's one mitzvah.
You know what? If I wouldn't look so carefully in the Rambam, I would say, very good. There's one mitzvah with three parts. There's one mitzvah with three parts. That's not what the Rambam says. No? The Rambam writes that what mitzvah chav zayin is, sidur lechem hapanim. Sidur lechem hapanim. I'll tell you, that's a chiddush. Lechem hapanim is one mitzvah, and the mitzvah is sidur. Sidur lechem hapanim. Wow. The Ravid is masig. You know, the very beginning of Yad HaChazakah, you have the Rambam list the Tariq mitzvahs, and there you have the Asagas HaRavid. So take a look. In mitzvah chav zayin, the Ravid is masig. What, the Rambam only has mitzvah of sidur lechem hapanim?
What about the mitzvah of Sakhila? And what about the mitzvah of Hakrava? Why does the Rambam only mention Sidur, Sidur? And I would say Poshim Shat and the Rav, it is, according to the Rav, these are independent mitzvahs. Independent mitzvahs. It doesn't seem the Rav's kasha necessarily is, I understand the Rambam has one mitzvah, but Rambam should acknowledge the other two elements. You know, Poshim Shat and the Rav, why did the Rambam leave out, for example, Achila? Why did the Rambam only write Sidur? So you know what I'll tell you pshat from the Rambam is? Very simple, very simple. The Rambam has a mitzvah of achila samanachos. Achila samanachos. That's peches. And the Rambam assumes that the shtei alechem is bichlal hamanachos. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of haktara samanachos. And shtei alechem is part of the mitzvah of haktara samanachos. Lechem apanim is part of haktara samanachos. What is the unique aspect of Lechem Apanim that cannot be subsumed under another mitzvah? That's the Sidur HaLechem. The Sidur. The fact that it's offered, of course that's true. The fact that it's eaten, the Ram has a mitzvah, Achilas HaManachos. But the fact that there is Sidur HaLechem, that is the unique mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. So I'll tell you that Chiddush, the Rambam Shita, that there's a unique mitzvah of Sidur Lechem Apanim, whereas the other elements are part of the broader mitzvot of the Rambam, of Haktara Samanachos and Achila Samanachos. And the Ravid Shita is that no, that Achilas Lechem Apanim should be a separate mitzvah. So these are fascinating Shitas in Rishonim. When it comes for Achilas Kadshin, when it comes to our Gemara of Achilas Lechem Apanim, is that a separate mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Is it subsumed under? And if it's subsumed under, is it one mitzvah Achilas Kadshin? Or if subsumed under Achilas Samanachos. All these days in Rishonim. Lamai Nafkamina. Everybody agrees you have to do so. You know, I would suggest Lamai Nafkamina. Tziruf. No? Exactly this point. Our Gemara says that, you know, that the Kohen got a very small amount of Lechem Apanim. But the mitzvah Sachila demands that you have to have more than that. You have to have at least a Kazayis. So no problem, the Seder. Now, so be mashlim. Mashlim with what? Mashlim with what? That I will tell you is a chiddush. Mashlim with what? So you know what I'll tell you? The hashlama has to be within the category, within the hagdara, within the mitzvah, no? I'm going to combine a half a kazayis of this mitzvah with a half a kazayis of that mitzvah. And that's going to be my tziruv. So I'll tell you the following possible chiddush. That if indeed you assume that there's one mitzvah of achilas kadshin, and that's very broad. That applies to Zvachim, to Bisar HaKarban, to Achila Samanachos. And there's one mitzvah. I'm going to tell you that the Tziruf is going to be very, very broad. Very, very broad. I can be mistarif part of Achila HaKarbanos with Achila Samanachos. And that will be a Tziruf of Achilas Kadshim. I would suggest the following. According to the Rambam Shita, if there are two different mitzvahs, Peches and Peites, and you're insisting on Tziruf of what? Tziruf of Chilas Besar HaKarban with the Pachos Mikashir of Menachos. These are two independent mitzvahs. Independent mitzvahs. And here I'll tell you a third possibility. The absence of the Ramban. The Ramban does not count the mitzvah Chilas Kachim. You mean there's no mitzvah Chilas Kachim? Of course there's a mitzvah Chilas Kachim. But it's considered to be part of the Prate HaMitzvah. The Prate HaMitzvah of what? The Prate HaMitzvah of each and every Karban. That means that the mitzvah sachila of achatos is not the same mitzvah sachila as in asham. So if you're telling me, well, you need a kazayis, but I'm going to allow for tziruf, you know what I'm going to tell you? The domain is going to be a smaller one. You can't even combine with another mincha, or you can't even combine with another zevach, no? The tziruf has to be that which is minei uvei, within the same category of the mitzvah. And indeed, if the Ravid Shita is that there's a separate mitzvah of achilas lechem hapanim, chavzayin, that's his asag in the Rambam, you know what? Any type of tziruf is going to be limited to lechem hapanim, lechem hapanim. The fact that you're going to join with anything else, shaman achos, is not going to help you, not going to help you at all. So if that indeed is the answer, it's al yedei tziruf, I will tell you, I think this is a very, very important detail, not fully discussed in the Mikdash David or in the Meshech Chachma, that tziruf of what, that I think is critical in terms of the broader structure. Okay? The assumption of all these possibilities, whether, you know what, it's done al yedei kohen gadol, al yedei kohen hamakriv, al yedei tziruf, it is clearly a kazayis is needed. The question is, but how do you furnish? How do you supply that kazayis? Okay? Is it so obvious that a kazayis indeed is necessary? Well, of course. Eina p'chila p'chusa me kazayis. So this is a chiddush that the Beis HaLevi discusses at length. In Chelek Aleph Simen Beis, in Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Aleph, two hefty simanim in Beis HaLevi, where the Beis HaLevi writes that, you know what? There's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah of achilas kodshim as opposed to the mitzvah, for example, of achilas karban pesach. There's a fundamental difference between them. And I tell you that there's a mitzvah achila, a mitzvah achila. In what sense do I mean there's a mitzvah achila? When I speak about a mitzvah achila of achilas matzah as an example, or I speak about a nisra achila of nevela, I'm speaking about halacha in gav. No, I must. When you speak about a mitzvah of achilas kodshim, is it absolutely clear that I must? Oh, what's the other option? Maybe the halacha is as follows, that, you know what, the karban demands achila, in the sense that the mitzvah achila is not halacha in gavra, but rather it's halacha in cheftza. Cheftza meaning the mitzvah is ha-kodshim yiu ne'echolim, sha-ha-kodshim ye'achlu. The kodshim have to be consumed. You can't just simply offer the karban and let it ride. Not only are you going to violate an issur of nosir, but beyond that, there's a mitzvah of achilas kodshim. But perhaps it's not a chomes ha-gavra, but it's part of indeed the cheftish karban. The karban chattis, the karban asham, demands that this has to be offered, this has to be eaten. If indeed it's halach in cheftza, in cheftish karban, is it so obvious that there's a shir of a kazayis? When the Torah is telling me you must eat matzah, and yetzias yedei chavasa requires, this type of achila, so in achila p'chusame kazayis. If I tell you the halacha is that the carbon that you offered must be eaten, must be consumed. So let's assume, for example, that many kohanim will partake. No kohen in particular necessarily is eating a kazayis, but at the end of the day, the carbon is nechal. Maybe that's sufficient for the mitzvah achilas kodshim. Maybe it's only halacha in cheftis shel carbon. It's not halacha in terms of the achilas agavra. I'll give you just simply as a mashal, but this also is very, very revealing. If you look in Hilchos Kiddush, in Reish Ayin Aleph, the 3 days the Mechaber quotes, when it comes to shkia regarding Kiddush, the sheet of Gaonim, Erev and Daf Mem, Hamavarek Sar Shiitam, that the Mekaddish has to drink a shir. Another possibility in Shulchan Aruch is no, that someone has to drink a shir. Someone has to drink a shir. And the third sheet that the Mechaber quotes, based on Ritva, is the kos has to be consumed. You have to have shtiyas ha-kos. You have a kos shel bracha. The kos shel bracha has to, and you know what? If you pass the kos around and everyone takes a sip, that's considered to be sufficient, even if no one drank the requisite shir of erevis. In other words, the halacha of shtiyas ha-kos is halacha in kos shel bracha, the cheftza shel kos, not necessarily in terms of the shtiyas ha-gavra. And therefore, indeed, that's considered to be possible. Those are mamish 3 days in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Aleph. Maybe the same thing is true here, and this din d'arayis of achilas kodshim. Is it so obvious that a kohen must? Or simply does it mean that the karban must be appropriately eaten, appropriately consumed? And if that really is true, so fine. So you have a single karban, and you have many kohanim that are participating, so higiyani kapul. You know, everyone will partake, everyone will participate, and guess what? That indeed will be sufficient.
And the Beis Halevi writes that that's a fundamental difference between Korban Pesach as opposed to Shar Kodeshim. Shar Kodeshim Achila is Aloch and Chefta Shal Korban. Korban Pesach is Chovas HaGavra, Chovas HaGavra. There's a line in the Beis Halevi, I would say, which is not so simple. And that's why the Rambam has a separate mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach as opposed to generally the mitzvah of Achilas Kodeshim. I would say, even without this Chiddush, one could understand that kasha, no? You really think that the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach is just halacha of Achilas Kodeshim? That there's so many unique dinim to Achilas Pesach? Obviously, that's a separate mitzvah. Even without this beautiful chiddush, it's obvious that it's a separate mitzvah. But it's a beautiful beer in terms of the nature of the mitzvah. That whereas it comes to Achilas Kodeshim halacha and Chefter Shal Korban, Mashenki, when it comes to Korban Pesach, ooh, that's halacha in Gavra. Okay? So that's a nafka Beis Halevi writes. Wow. In other words, the shiurim. A shiur is a measure of yetzias yidei chavaso. So if you have a chavas ha-gavri, yetzias yidei chavaso. Mashenki, when it comes to halacha, which is in Chefter Shal Korban. So not surprising that the reality was that each kohen got a small amount, even without kohen gadol, even without kohen hamakriv, and even without siruv. There is no halacha that a kazayis is essential for achilas kodshim. Well, then the Beis Halevi writes a chiddush. Ooh, this chiddush, I would say, you know, one could question. The Beis Halevi writes the same thing is true. You ready? Shalok ederach achila. Wow. Let's assume, for example, that something is consumed. Shalok ederach achila. Wow. Oh, if I were going to go ahead and eat my matzah shlo kederach achila, I wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. If I were to go ahead and eat nevela shlo kederach achila psachim chabdalid, that's not going to be the full-blown isra of nevela. After all, the dini achila require a shir, not only an amount of achila, but a type of achila, okay? What about if you're dealing with achila shlo kederach when it comes to achilas kodshim? Oh, so that's the chiddush at the Beis Halevi, right? That Achila Shlo Kedarka would be sufficient for Achilas Kodshim. Because at the end of the day, HaKodshim Yuna Echolim. That's considered to be Achila. Even Achila Shlo Kedarka. Wow, that's a great Kiddush, no? You know, Achila Shlo Kedarka is a different form of Achila. Pachos Mikashir is a different amount of Achila. I understand that Yitzias Edei Chavaso could require an amount. And if there isn't the Yitzias Edei Chavaso and Chetza, maybe Pachos Mikashir. But to assume as true when it comes to Achila Shlo Kedarka, that's a stunning Kiddush. Is there any such makar? So the Beis Halevi writes, of course, the Sukkim and Achal, Stav Tzai Tesla, Beis, Dav Kufam and Aleph. What happens in the following case? We can't have this case. Now, our calendar doesn't allow Yom Kippur to fall out on a Friday, right? We don't have Yom Kippur on Friday. We don't have Yom Kippur on Sunday. We discussed this in an earlier shiur, you know? Because that's the Rambam and Perachese Vachas Eruv, you know? When you're Mekadesh Shal Piyariya, Yom Kippur can fall out on Friday and Sunday. You have Shabbos, Yom Kippur back-to-back. And what was that great Kiddush of the Rambam? You remember, no? That's the real source of Kedush Achas. Wow, Shabbos, Yom Kippur that are back-to-back. We can't have that. When you're Kadash Shapiri, you can certainly have it. Yom Kippur can fall out on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara is bothered by the following. Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos. You know what the difficulty is as follows. You're offering, let's say, the seer of Yom Kippuri that's offered on Yom Kippur, and it has to be eaten. When is it eaten? It's eaten on Yom Kippur. There's a chiv kari, so when is it? It's eaten on Matzah Yom Kippur. It's eaten on Matzah Yom Kippur, no? So you're going to have this carbon, which is offered Yom Kippur, the seer of Yom Kippurim. So good, Achila is on Motzah Yom Kippur. What's the problem? If Yom Kippur is Friday, and Motzah Yom Kippur now is Shabbos, so you have this carbon, you have this raw carbon, and there is a mitzvah Achila, and it has to be today is Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go ahead and to cook the carbon, prepare the carbon. Well, that's Docha Shabbos. The carbonos of Shabbos are Docha Shabbos. A carbon of Erev Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. So now we have a certain dilemma, no? That Achilas HaKarban is necessary, and
typically that preparation is done on Motzei Yom Kippur, which is fine, but Miyosem Kippur is a Shabbos. So the carbon cannot be adequately prepared, the carbon is raw, and there's a mitzvah sakila. So what do you do? Oh, see what the Gemara tells us. The Bavloim used to eat raw meat. No? In some restaurants today, that's become a delicacy, no? But, I was once in a restaurant, and the menu was not in English, no? A little bit of a higher end, and this appetizer came, I said, what is this? And the waiter said, it's raw meat, it's raw meat, no? That became a delicacy, no? So, Vavloi, you see, Besar Chai, so good, that's what they used to do. Besar Chai is a sugi you see, no? Selchim Chavdalid. That's not called Derech Achila. Ah, so the Beis Halevi writes, this is a mitzvah Achilas Kodshim. And the mitzvah Achilas Kodshim does not require Shir Kazayas. It doesn't require Derech Achila. Because that's in Chefza. Shakodshim Yihiyu Ne'echolim. Hakodshim Ne'echolim. Wow. And therefore, yeah. Not only do you not require a shir, you don't require the derech achila. And that's a chiddush. You don't require derech achila. I would say, even if it's a cheftza, yeah, but it's a dine achila. Achila is necessary. Yes, the base player writes, the Gemara Mefereshes. I would just argue as follows, but take a look at the Tosos. No, you saw, no? Menachos, Daf, Kufam, and Aleph. Tosos is bothered by the following. What are you accomplishing by eating this raw carbon? Tosus is bothered, no? So you know what Tosus answers? You know why you eat this raw carbon? You saw Tosus, no? Shalo, yavo, lide, nosa. Because if you just let it sit and you don't do anything, well, that's an isodaris, it's going to be nosa. Shalo, yavo, lide, nosa. Well, shalo, yavo, lide, nosa. Why not just simply say, because this is a mitzvah achilas kachin, and the mitzvah achilas kachin does not require derech achila. I would argue, based on Tosos, the opposite is true. No? But even if it's halach in cheftza, we demand that it has to be kederech achila. And you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah achilas kachin. Even though it doesn't require a shir. So if that really is true, what are you gaining by having the Bavloim going ahead and partake? You know what the answer is? Shlo yavli denosar. I would say the Pashup Shantosis is the opposite of the Beis Halevi. That Derech Achil, of course, is necessary. Even if you don't require Shiurim. That's Halach and Cheftza, not just simply in terms of Yetzias Yidei Chavasa. And that's exactly why Tosos says, Shlo yavli denosar. And a Chiddush, that this would be an option, despite the fact that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah achilas kach. Maybe the Beis Halevi could assume the following. Well, maybe that's what's driving, that's what Tosos means. That's what's driving the mitzvah achila b'cheftza. Why is there a halacha b'achilas hagavra? That's a mitzvah satorah. Eating the Karban Pesach. Why is there a halacha in cheftza shel karban b'achila? You know what the answer is. Maybe Shalayav Leinosar. Shalayav Leinosar means the halacha of Achilas Cheftza. Is that true, though? Is that really true? Achilas Agava, I understand. Why is there halacha of Achilas Cheftza? Shalayav Leinosar. Is that really true? Shalayav Leinosar. Shalayav Leinosar, that I would say is a very great condition. To assume that not only is halacha in Cheftza, but the mitzvah Achil is only in order to avoid Nosar. Achilas kachim, no, va'ochlo osama sher kupar bahem. Malamish shakol in ochlin, balim miskaprin. That's lachanosar. That's what Tosos means. I would tell you, no, there's a lach in cheftza v'achila, and that's not going to be fulfilled al yedei, achila shlo kadarka, but it will accomplish that it is not nosar. I'll give you an example. I mentioned to you the mitzvah achilas kachim. Pay test, no? You talk a look at that Rambam. What does that apply to? Kachim. Oh, good. And the Rambam writes the very end such a Kiddush. You know what else is included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Kachim? You saw that, no? What's the great Kiddush in the Rambam? You didn't think it was a Kiddush. You didn't see the Kiddush. Truma, the Rambam writes. Truma, Kadshi Hagol. The Rambam writes, Achilas Truma is included in Achilas Kadshim.
No? Isn't that Mefurish? That Achilas Truma is Nigreris Pilitzvazu. Wow. I'll tell you one thing is clear.
If Truma is part of a mitzvah of Achilas Kadshim, you're going to argue that what's driving Achilas Kadshim is Shalom Yadav Yenoser. That there is any aspect of Noser when it comes to Achilas Truma? Obviously not. There's no din Noser whatsoever. If you're telling me the mitzvah of Achilas Kadshim is in order to avoid Noser, when the Rambam extends to Kadshi HaGvul, where there's no din of Noser at all, Elamai, Bechefza, there's a mitzvah, Sachila. But a mitzvah, Sachila. And that's why Tosus raises the question, what are you accomplishing by that case of Achila Shalom Kedarka? You're not even fulfilling the mitzvah, Sachila. The answer is Shalom, no Noser. That's the Chiddush of Tosus. I would still maintain the distinction of Beis HaLevi, Chefz and Gavra, clear. But even the Dini HaChefz require Derech Achim. Derech Achim. Well, Achilas Kadshim requires regular Achila, not even Achila Gasa. That's clear. Okay? Beis HaLevi suggests another Nafkamina. This is a whole deal, Mishagasai, the Tur Yevin. And Rosh Hashanah Chates. There is the Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel.
The Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel tells us the following. Tzadikim Yelchu Bal Roshem Yekosh Lebo. There are two people that seemingly, superficially, on its face, are doing the same thing.
Him? Tzadikim Yelchu Bal, Gevaldik. And him, Roshem Yekosh Lebo. What exactly is the case? Rabbi Yochanan says the following. Two people are sitting down to partake of the Korban Pesach. And one is eating it. The shame Korban Pesach, Gevaldik, Tzadikim Yelchuba. And this other person, is doing so l'shem Achila Gasa. So two people superficially are doing the same thing. No, and yet, for him, a wonderful kiyum. And for this other person, Rishon Yikoshlu. Wow. Rish Lakish objects, no. Why are you being so hard on that guy that ate it with shame, Achilagas?
With shame. He didn't do so with the purest of intent. Okay, he didn't do it with the purest of intent. But, so you know what? He didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Bishleimusa. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah minamuv chareish lakish says, but Russia chareish lay. Russia's, you're so hard on him. The guy wasn't Machalos Shabbos.
He just, you know what, when he ate the Korban Pesach, he didn't have the most pristine kavana. So why is it that you're so critical of such a person? Why is it that that's the beer of the pasuk from Rabbi Yochanan? That one person ate the Shei Mitzvah, that person did not eat it the Shei Mitzvah. So he didn't eat it the Shei Mitzvah. Is that so terrible? Oh, so Tur Yevin, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, fancy. Of course that's terrible. Because Reish Lakish is the Baal HaMemra of Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. That's Sugi, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. Mitzvah Srichos Kavana is a Malchokas Tanayim, Malchokas Amarayim. Astirin Rambam, today's in Shulchan Aruch, right? It's Machlokas through and through. Rabbi Yossi is the Baal HaMemra of Mitzvah Srichas Kavan in Tanaim, and Reish Lakish is the Baal HaMemra of Mitzvah Srichas in Amarayim. So Reish Lakish says that, you know what, why are you being so hard on this person? So good, he didn't have the most pristine Kavanah. What do you mean? Reish Lakish assumes that Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, that the Beis Halei writes is the Kashi Yadu of the Tur Yevin. No? Oh, so you ready for this? So the Beis HaLevi writes the following Chiddush. Maybe there's another nafkamina. And that's the issue of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Wow. A person performs a mitzvah, a chovas hagavah. And he does it without kavana, if you hold mitzvah srichas kavanah, guess what? You're not yotzei. Lo yotzei reichav osam. Let's assume, for example, let's say achilas kodshim. Achilas kodshim is lachan chefsa. Shakodshim yihu ne'echolim. Oh, l'may nafgamina, one is shir, okay, kazayis, good. Another nafgan will be questioned, maybe shalok kederach achila, not at all simple. I'll ask you the fact, what about kavana? There the Beis Halevi writes, and I would argue, you know, that I think is more similar to a shir, kavana is necessary for yitzia sidei chavasa. So if indeed it's a chavas hagavra, so in such a case, guess what? That lo yasi lechavasi. But if it's halacha in chefza, shakad shimiyu ne'echolim. So if it's necha, but you know what? The kavana, the mindset, was not pristine. Can't you still fulfill the mitzvah of achilas kadshim? Can't that be fulfilled? So even though Reish Lakish normally assumes that mitzvah srichos kavana, lament v'rama mori with the classic chovas hagavra. But if you're dealing with achilas kodshim, and achilas kodshim is lachen chefza, and therefore there's a kiyum hamitzvah of the kavana, so understand why Reish Lakish objects. He says, why do you say that this person is such a rasha? Poshim yikashlubo, but for that, it wasn't the ideal kiyum, but it was a kiyum. Oh, now let me add the following. You ready for this assumption of the Beis Halevi? Woo! That when it comes to Karban Pesach, there are two dinim in Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah sachilas Karban Pesach, but there also is a mitzvah achilas kachin. I mean, there's only a mitzvah of achilas Karban Pesach, and there is no mitzvah of achilas kachin. There's no mitzvah of achilas kodshim. Is that really true? Only one and not the other. Why in the world? Pesach is bichlal kodshim kalim. And therefore, in addition to the mitzvah of achilas kodshim, there's the mitzvah of achilas karan pesach. And difference, one's alach and chetza, one's alach and gavra. But when a person sits down to eat the karan pesach, guess what? There are two kiyumim. One is betoras achilas kodshim. The other is betoras karan pesach. The other is the third is Karban Pesach. Wow. The Mafmina, one is a Chovas HaGavra, one is Lachin Chefza. And Chefza Shal Karban. Let's assume, for example, when it comes to this deal of Kavana. You know what? I'll tell you the following Chiddush. Is Kavana absolutely essential if you're like Reish Lakish that mitzvah Srichas Kavana? You know what I'll tell you? For the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, yes. But for the Kiyum of Achilas Kodshim now, that's a Lachin Chefza. If you have halachin cheftza, meaning ikru b'totza, the bottom line, kodshim ne'achalim, so I'm going to tell you a broad chiddush. You ready? If you have a mitzvah which is ikru b'totza, so therefore, b'di'eved, mitzvah Saint Tzrichos Kavanah. I once suggested, no, that's the answer to the kasha ma'aron. Who is the day in Tanayim, in the sugya, Absalom Kuf Yudalit, that mitzvah srikos kavanah were of Yosef. You look in the Sugya of Adazar, Chav Zayin, you know what Yosef says, Mufurish, that prismila does not require kavanah. Wow. Malor Marai, it's an astira, astira dui, you know? Mila no, and this was yes. He writes, there must be a ribu, must be some xeris akasu. I would suggest simply the following. When you think about mitzvahs that are ikro bitotza, I would say one of the mitzvahs, front and center, is the mitzvah of bris milah. Ikra b'totza, to be chosen b'os bris kodesh, to uproot the chaloshim arel. Ikra b'totza. So I'll tell you a chiddush. If you have a mitzvah which is ikra b'totza, even Rabbi Yossi or Reish Lakish would agree that b'dievet mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavanah. I'll tell you to take a look at a Ramban, Chulin daf Lamed Aleph. Let's assume, for example, you hold that mitzvah srichos kavana, and shchita is done without kavana, or tevila is done without kavana. Would you really argue what? That the animal is nesar? The animal is not shachut? Would you argue that the object is still tameh?
The Ramban says, certainly no. The totsah of shechita or tar will be accomplished, even aside from the mitzvah srichas kavana.
I would suggest that this is a broader approach with many nafkaminas, a separate shir, the difference between cases where the Torah says this is what you must or may not do in terms of the act, the maisa, and sometimes the Torah tells us the following, that this is what or may not be done. The totsah is something which is critical. There's a comment that the Klei Chemda has, the Hashmatos to Parshas Kiseitse, where the Klei Chemda writes that he thinks b'dieved, you'd be yotze, even if you don't have kavana, any mitzvah which is ben adam l'chaver. That I would suggest is part of this whole mahalach. Mitzvahs that are ben adam l'chaver,
I would tell you they're ikra b'totzah. The Kfuras Ameis, the Nichum Aveilim, the Kvod Habrios, the Kfuras Ameis, and therefore, ideally, of course, Kavana. The very beginning of Menachos Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman has a suffix about mitzvos tzrichos Kavana when it comes to mitzvos benam l'chaver. The Rebbe would tell you that the mitzvos benam l'chaver are part of this Hagdar of Ikra B'Totzah, and if it's something which indeed is Ikra B'Totzah, so in such a case, then B'dieved, one of the Yotzi, even without. So that's what Yossi says, Brismila, Ikra B'Totzah. That's the words that ruin Seminit Aleph, that Brismila is Ikra B'Totzah. I'll tell you an important Maramakal, just by all this, no, Marachar Zeruah Kuf Kalkes. Marachar Zeruah, that's the secret to Shlichus. If I am going to ask you that, when does Shlichus work? When does Shlichus not work? You know what you have to ask? What is the Torah insisting on? The act or the result? Mufurish Marachar Zeruah. If the Torah is speaking about the act of putting on tefillin, the act of sitting in sukkah, shlichus. But if the Torah is speaking about something which is ikra b'totzah, so guess what? That can be accomplished at times. What are the sources of shlichus? No, gittin, kedushin, hafrashas shumas and raisos, kedushin daf, mem aleph. Isn't there a common link in all those cases? No. You know, the chassan turns after the chassan and says, you mean I'm married? I thought I was just doing a maisa hamitzvah. No, you're married. No, it's ikra b'chalos. No, there's a totzah. Oh, that's where you can have the concept of hafrashas chumas and maisros. Isn't the totzah critical? Now you have truma and maisa, chulim misukanim. Isn't it clear that, so if something is ikra b'totzah, that can be accomplished. Are you there, okay? And that's Morocco or Joseph Hess's. When do you even assume mitzvah yosef mishlucha? Okay? But that's an important yusuf when it comes to the din of mitzvah srichas kavana. So therefore, I'll tell you, when it comes to achilas karban pesach, if that's a choves hagavra, I'm going to tell you kavana is absolutely essential. Kavana is likuva. What about when it comes to the mitzvah achilas kodshi? When it comes to mitzvah achilas kodshi? If that's halach in cheftza, I'll tell you that secret betotzah, shakachim yun echalim, and therefore eat without covenant, indeed are going to be outside. So a person would partake of karban pesach without requisite kavana. Guess what? He's not fulfilling the mitzvah b'shlemusa, but there is a kiyum. There is a kiyum. You know what? So that's what Reish Lakish says. That's what Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to apply the pasuk kaposhim yikashlava. For a person who didn't fulfill the mitzvah in a mubchar, but was makayim a mitzvah daraisa, we wouldn't necessarily assume that's a poshea, that's a rasha. Not ideal, but, you know, I can think of other examples, no, of a rasha or poshea, as opposed to a person who was makai mitzvah daraisa, but you know what, in doing so failed to be makayim an additional kiyum. Wow. So that's the chiddush, that even the Reish Lakish maintains mitzvah srichos kavana. Yeah, but karban pesach, yes. Achilas kodshim, no. And achilas karban pesach shelo bekavana, one kiyum yes, one kiyum no. Well, I'll tell you a chiddush that Rav Slavitchik wrote in the name of his father, and it's printed in the Kobes Chiddushei Torah Simin Daled, in the Brachos Daf Tes. Well, what's the shear, the zman achil of karban pesach? You eat the karban pesach until when? Until when? Okay, so Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazman Azariah, no. Rabbi Elazar Azariah, Chatzos is a din daraisa, no? Chatzos is a din daraisa. Bizman ha'achila enzer chatzos. Bizman ha'achila enzer chatzos. So take a look at Tosfos, such a kasha. Now, Brachos got this. Bizman ha'achila enzer chatzos. What happens if a person eats a karban la'achra bizman ha'achila? Bizman ha'achila comes to an end, the karban is no, so the person eats it. That's terrible, no? That's terrible. So Tosfos says, the zman ha'achila is until chatzos. It's against the pasuk. Lo so sirimenu aboke. No? No sir is baboke. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's very good. The zman ha'achila sakaron extends until boke. And at that instant, now, it's no sir. And what about according to Rabbi Elazar Azariah? According to Rabbi Elazar Azariah, the zman ha'achila is only until chatzos. And the pasuk says, lo sirimenu aboke. So guess what? Yes. Rabbi Elazar Azariah is not going to disagree with the pasuk. The mitzvah sachila comes to an end at chatzos, but no sir is only at boker. No sir is only at boker. Wow. In other words, the halacha of chatzos is halacha in the mitzvah sachila sapesach, but not in the chefzah shel karban. Not in the chefzah shel karban. The chefzah shel karban is nifsal b'toras no sir b'boker. That's a posuk in Chumash. And Rabbi Akiva just simply maintains, well, that means that that's when the Zman Achila ends. When the Zman Achila ends, Nosa begins. And Rabbi Elazar comes up with this great dish, not necessarily true. In terms of Chetza, no. That certainly is spoken. And the Torah is Machadish, but the Mitzvah Sachila stops at Chatzos. And therefore it's not considered to be Nosa. Wow. And oh, Rav Soloveitchik added, and don't forget, two kiyumim when it comes to Karban Pesach. That there's the kiyum of Achilas Karban Pesach, and there's the kiyum of Achilas Kadshim. The kiyum of the Achilas Kadshim, guess what? That is not Paka Er Chatzos. And that's why there's no halacha of Nosar. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach comes to Chatzos. But that's in terms of the mitzvah Sagavra. Does that mean that even after Chatzos passes, you can partake of the Karban just with the Kim of Achilas Kadshim and not the Kim of Karban Pesach? Not necessarily. Perhaps the Torah insists that, you know what, Achila of this Karban requires not only the Zman of A, but the Zman of A and B. But realize that the Zman of Chatzos is not a Zman in Chetzah Shel Karban. The Zman in Chatzos is Lachav, the Mitzvah Sachila. Oh, and that's why the Gemara says, Leir Emsach and Dav Kuvchav, the Rava says, the same thing is true then when it comes to Achilas Matzah. How do you know that that's true? Just because Achilas Karban Pesach is until Chatzos, how do you know that Achilas Matzah until Chatzos? Hukash. Yeah, but if one is Lach in Chetzah Shel Karban, what does Chetzah Shel Karban have to do with the mitzvah Achilas Matzah? So that's the answer, no? In terms of Chetzah Shel Karban, the Karban is not nifsal until boker. But the lach of Chatzos is not a lach in Chetzah Shel Karban, it's a lach in the Achilas Hagavra. Oh, if it's a mitzvah Achilas Hagavra, guess what? So the mitzvah Achilas HaPesach is Hukash Achilas HaKarban. It's not a lach in the Chetzah Shel Karban, but rather a lach in the mitzvah Achila. Wow. Rosh Sameach writes in Vav Chametz Anasa Stani Kiddush that normally there would be a psul of pigul. What is the machsheves pigul? The machsheves pigul. A person goes, let's say, does the avoda with the mindset of achila chutz l'zmana. This mindset of achila chutz l'zmana. Rosh Sameach writes the following kiddush: if there would be a machshava of achilas karban pesach. La'achar chatzos, kodem boker, or samech is mafurish, that would not be enough shevis people. Because the cheftz of the carbon is not nifsal. The cheftz of the carbon is not nifsal. There's a mitzvah sachilo, that's true. And therefore, this is not an accurate machshava. But the machshevis people is achilo chutz the zman of achar she nifsal ha-carbon. And that is only Losu Sirah Boker. Oh, so that's the chiddush that the Beis Halevi writes in another nafkamina, no? When it comes to this world of mitzvah srichas kavana. In Karban Pesach, yes, but not in terms of achilas kachin. In achilas shelo bekavana, there's a kiyum of achilas kachin. Even though that there is no kiyum of achilas karban Pesach, the old mitzvah srichas kavana, that was Reish Lakish's objection, that I wouldn't use that pasuk. Tzadikim yalkubo, poshim yikashlubo, in order to describe a person that ate the Karban Pesach without appropriate kavanah and mashava, that's like overreaching a little bit. In a normal mitzvah, if you don't have kavanah, you're not yotze at all. But this is an example where there's a kiyum daraisa even without kavanah, because that's true when it comes to the case of achilas kachin. It's a fascinating pieces to go through in the Beis Halevi, the Aleph Beis, Gimel Nun Aleph, those two simanim. Take a look at these hagdaros. What exactly is the mitzvah satara? Allah in gavra, Allah in chevtsa, right? And the difference is between achilas pesach as opposed to achilas kodshim. The difference of shiurim, the difference of kavana, the suggested difference that l'nias daiti, one could question about achila, which is shelo kederach achila. Maybe that would be true even if it's lach in chevtsa, and chevtsa, if it's not called an act of achila at all. But if this really is true, so maybe a simple beer of our Gemara, that even without a Kohen HaMakriv, or even without Kohen Gadol, or even without Tziruf, right, it's acceptable that Higiani Kapul, because after all, here we're dealing with the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, and indeed, that does not require Kazayis Lotzei Sidei Chavasa, there's Lachin Chefze Shal Karban, and therefore, with that in mind, we can understand the Yishuv of the Tosis Yishanim Yom Daf Lametes, that even though B'chalot Torah Kul Yes, but here we would assume that no, that the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim can be salvaged, can be maintained, even though the Kohen tells us that, you know, he was given less than a kazayis.